It's nearly 20 years now since Donal O'Kelly first set sail aboard the good ship Catalpa, telling the story of a whaling ship which rescued six Irish prisoners from an Australian penal colony in 1876 in his epic one-man show, Catalpa, now almost as legendary as the ship itself. This spring, O'Kelly has set off once more touring Ireland with his unsinkable show, and for the occasion we press-ganged playwright and director Philip McMahon and his mam, Angela, to assess the Catalpa's latest tour over a pot of tea in the kitchen of Mrs. McMahon's home in Finglas.
Hello?
Max. Should I have a cup of tea or coffee?
Seeing the weather conditions, New York's snowed over.
We've got our bloody, bad, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got our 24-hour plays. People have got to come from New York on Thursday.
Oh, I don't need to get out, Phil.
We got talking to some other people in the audience, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was interesting was that it was kind of, there was this legend or there was this cult around the show where many people in the audience had seen it before. And some people spoke about when they had seen it, how long, because the show is essentially on the road. The show is like Riverdance, it's on the road for 20 years.
One girl follows Donal O'Kelly.
That's right, yeah.
Wherever he is, she goes to Kilkenny, Galway when he was there, and somewhere else she mentioned.
And she was there with her son. She'd brought him to Catalpa for the first time when he was 14, and so he was 34 there last night. There was a lot of sons with mothers in the audience last night.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about the show, but that's usually the kind of audience that Panty gets. But but also Catalpa was getting that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of felt like a family show in a way. I don't know. Like there was actually a couple of kids there, but like in the sense of there was
teenagers, kind of
intergenerational. Yeah. Which was really nice, and people seem to have a massive fondness for the show of
for Donal O'Kelly
for
himself,
Donal O'Kelly, his work, and I suppose the ethos around his work as well.
Mm.
So the story is about the ship, Catalpa, and it's about the captain's name is
George Anthony,
who is commissioned or commandeered to rescue six Fenian prisoners from Fremantle, Australia, and he is in he's in upstate New York or something like that, isn't he?
Yeah.
And so we follow the journey of the Catalpa, a whaling ship, across the oceans to rescue these prisoners.
And John Devoy was the leader of the Clan na Gael. He ordered them to go and bring them back, and he was supposed to be one of the worst feared Fenians in the Republic at the time.
Have you been on Google this morning?
No, I was reading it on Google last night.
Stow the anchor chains! Dunker, dunker, roller, roller, chink, chink! Dunker, dunker, roller, roller, chink, chink! Busy, busy!
I think that's the fear, isn't it, when one people show it, you kind of go, when they start talking, because they are... It takes you 5 minutes to get into the rhythm of how somebody's going to talk or the language that they're using, and you think... Oh God, is this for me? Am I going to understand it?
Yeah, I thought that straight away. It took me about 15 minutes and I'm saying, I'm not going to understand this. But as it was going on, I did, you know, and Donal he was like a bird flapping his wing, and he was flying and he was landing and he was making all the sounds, and different birds, different sounds. And these were the birds that was on the ship that I'd land on.
Kind of used that, didn't he, to punctuate?
You
started getting into story via the birds and the seagulls.
And then he'd leave that and he'd go back to the birds. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Okay.
Very good. I was seasick half the time listening to him, you know, about the water. And I said there was only one prop on the stage, which was a curtain, and he used that all the way through. He used it as... his mother-in-law put it over his head, and he imitated his mother-in-law. He used it for the birds flapping their wings, for the waves in the sea as the ship was going up and down, and his daughter's, or his wife's, as she was telling him not to go to sea anymore, he used that imitating her voice. Yeah. When the mother-in-law was saying, "You promise me you will not go to sea again. You will never cross these rivers anymore."
Max, shush.
Whaley, whaley. He made up a song about it as he was going along, you know, and he was singing it halfway through, and then he'd stop and he'd start again. I can't even think of it. What was a whaley, whaley? You know, come on.
No, I don't know. I can't remember. But we spent the whole interval singing it last night.
But goes home and he says, Greta, I'm home. And he says, hello, Pearl. And Pearl says, Mummy, I think it's Papa. The end. I think it's Papa. They got a good ovation, though, didn't they? Yeah. Like, everyone stood up, and which was brilliant, you know. I think he was kind of had a little tear in his eye, didn't he? He looked as if
I think you're projecting onto.
No, I think he had a little tear in his eye. Yeah. He's so full of life. He's like a 20-year-old the way he moves around the stage, isn't he? It's all about movement with him. You know, an awful lot of movement with him. No, you wouldn't think he was over 20 years old now. And you wouldn't think he was, you know, unless you really looked at his face. Very fair.
Catalpa, in the way it's performed, in the way that it's written, has this timeless quality to it. The framework of the movie thing, you know, I think that with the likes of Stones in His Pockets and stuff like that, we've seen, since then, we've seen other things that have had the same framework. So in a sense, you kind of think, all right, well, that sets it in a period of time or in a palette of other plays or whatever. It's just good, old-fashioned Irish storytelling. And I use old-fashioned in the best possible way, in the sense of, in the classic sense. Catalpa is not a museum piece. Certainly not.
It could go on and on and on. Now, the only thing I could say, they could do without the break and just go through. Because when we came back off the break, it was only about 20 minutes left. So we could have went, well, I know he has to have a break and that, but...
What did we have at halftime?
Smoke. It's too long. I don't go to the cinema even because it's too long watching a film without having a cigarette. So that just suited me fine. Now imagine 11 months on a ship without a cigarette. That's all I was thinking.
Philip McMahon and his mam, Angela, there. And Catalpa sails into Letterkenny tonight, Newbridge tomorrow, Kilkenny on Friday, and Knoll on Saturday. And it's bound to pass within a few miles of you as it crisscrosses the island until March. Search Catalpa Springtide Tour for all the dates.